Who's in, who's out in the AFC and the NFC? Ooh, it's chilly in California. They're complaining, but we have to be concerned about our strawberries and some of our oranges. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Welcome to the show, wherever you hail from. Hope you had a great weekend. I'll tell you what, if you went to the movies and you saw Zero Dark Thirty, you weren't alone. It was one of my favorite movies to start off the new year, and it is up for a bunch of awards. It easily beat out two other movies that debuted, including one that was really promoing all over the place called Gangster Squad with some big Hollywood stars in it. And it finished, that movie finished third, but Zero Dark Thirty in a wide open weekend ended up really consuming most people's dollars. $24 million nationwide. Catherine Bigelow's movie on the hunt for Osama bin Laden, which has been critically acclaimed and big with awards, but not so well received in Washington, D.C. And the question always becomes, how close to reality is Zero Dark Thirty? Talking to some people that I know in D.C., very close, too close for comfort in some cases. And, you know, the whole waterboarding thing is part of one of the opening scenes in this. I'm not going to give away the whole picture, but that's part of the controversy with the movie, playing up what happened there and remember afterwards. So this beat the projections, and I think you're probably going to see more people go out and see it. Speaking of awards, I know we don't care about awards and all that fluffy nonsense and what's going on in Hollywood, but there is something to the hardware because it coincides often with the movies that you like to see. And Gold Globes is the sort of opening salvo for what happens with the Oscars, and it might change your mind on whether or not you're going to even rent a movie. Who knows? As a big movie person, it's my great escape from all the politics and noise in D.C. that we're constantly talking about and trying to combat, and for all the other things that were that rain down on you. I think movies are actually, honestly, a very, very good escape. If you went to the movies, you might have noticed, if you had to stop and get gas, guess what? Gas is rising. Nobody ever cares about gasoline until we decide it hits our high water mark. We know what the high water mark is now. It changes all the time. But for most of us, the high water mark is probably $4, somewhere in the $4 range. Jumps up 6 cents for the first time since around Halloween. Gas prices averaged $3.32 a gallon on January 6th, so that shot up. And does it continue to go up? And now, I guess in October, in the beginning of October, it was $3.84, and that's pretty high. That's when I said people start to squeal. They don't like it. Of all of the cities that were surveyed, and we get our numbers from the Lundberg survey, of all the cities surveyed, Salt Lake City, the drivers there, paid the least. A lot of times that happens. $2.76 a gallon. This is for regular. Who paid the most? Of course, Long Island gets that pleasure in New York. $3.75. People in California who are freezing, they end up paying usually a lot of money too. And for some reason, because of the way refineries, I think the way they're situated in Chicago, they end up paying sometimes much higher prices than the rest of the nation. And boy, if you're using premium, all bets are off, because it's way more than regular, of course. And some cars will only take that. Some cars, the way the tank is, you can't do that. You can't fill it up with regular. It's kind of like, oh, when you go to get your oil changed, oh, you mean I have to use the synthetic oil, and when I go to get it changed, it's $80? Yeah, that was the big surprise for me when I realized a couple of years ago that my car had synthetic oil. I think most of them now are taking synthetic oil, so that might be the case for all of you. You don't have to drive just a Mercedes or a Beamer or some other car like that to have to put in the synthetic stuff. Hondas and Toyotas, a lot of them now are taking that too, but that just means you got to pay more when you go and get the oil change. So keep an eye on the gas prices, because we may see that creep up a little bit more, and it starts to hit four. That's when everybody gets upset and they're worried, and they start to wonder, what's that going to mean as they're hauling kids around, or they've got a job where they have to drive around and they can't really make up that money, and then it ends up cutting into their budget, especially when we see that everybody's taxes have gone up, their premiums have gone up, and, you know, the financial picture for the so-called middle class isn't as rosy as the politicians make it seem. You know, the middle class is the big, is what everybody's playing for in the Monopoly game. And yet, whether they're Republicans or Democrats, and yet somehow the middle class ends up paying more money. Go figure. Who is on their side? Who is on our side if you're in the middle class? Unless you make $400,000, then bravo, you're considered to be a rich person in this country. I think one of the most shocking things that happened over the weekend, and you'll be surprised when I bring this up, because there's a lot of other things going on. We could talk about flu vaccines, which we did last week, to get a vaccine or not. We're out of them in most places anyway. They had a big run on them in a lot of the drugstores across the U.S. We could talk about what's happening in Newtown, Connecticut. They're debating whether to tear down Sandy Hook Elementary in the past at sites where there have been massive shootings. A lot of times it's about renovating. But how about this? Over 700 people at a VA hospital might have been exposed to HIV. I had to, like, reread this a bunch of different times to make sure I was right on the number. I mean, are you kidding me? 700? And this is Buffalo, New York, that we're talking about. They say HIV, hepatitis B, hep C, because of a reuse of insulin pens. They say there's a small risk for the diabetic patients who might have been exposed. And this happened between, and so there's a big spread, happened between October of 2010 and November of 2012. And the problem was revealed. I love this part. The problem was revealed by a routine pharmacy inspection. You kidding me? Are you kidding me? They say the needles were always changed, but an insulin pen might have been used on more than one patient. So what they're doing is they're offering these blood tests, free blood tests to rule out any infections. How many people are going to say, oh, that's right, I went to the VA then, let me go and see. Gosh, maybe they'll tell me I have HIV. That's frightening. The complaints, this would be a pretty big complaint, I would think, if you were somebody who used that VA facility. Ridiculous. I mean, these are things that you have to be very cautious about, no matter what hospital it's at. And if that many people were exposed, you got to assume, maybe some of them are going to have HIV, or one of the two hepatitises, B or C. That's awful. Awful. All right, we're going to lighten the load here on ATN. Coming up next, woohoo! We're talking about the stupid statues next.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Tatler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit, we call the Federal Reserve Note, forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Balance, harmony, mental alertness, physical well-being. If once you possess these qualities, but stress now weighs you down, you can get your mental edge back in a holistic approach with Nootropic Mind Power from MindRegard.com. Not a drug, Nootropic Mind Power is a lasting, proven natural supplement with 12 powerful ingredients in nutraceutical compounds and are non-GMO. Plus, it's gluten-free, wheat-free, and formulated by Americans for Americans by an NSF-certified laboratory. Nootropic Mind Power is available at MindRegard.com, spelled MindRegard.com, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Free your mind with Nootropic Mind Power Cognitive Supplement from MindRegard.com. MindRegard. Clearly see tomorrow and yesterday today.
It just makes me feel really lucky because I'd be doing this whether or not anybody was watching, but that I get access to these kinds of roles and these kinds of experiences and get to work with filmmakers and on projects at the level that I've been able to work at, lucky enough to be able to work at, it makes me wonder who I send a check to.
I get some sleep, but sometimes I just think it's like, okay, it's another 4 a.m. call, which I have a lot on set and stuff, working in film and television. So I'm sort of used to being sleep deprived, but this is taking it to another level.
I've auditioned and struggled and fought and been on the sidelines for years. And to be here now in this moment, it's a beautiful feeling to receive this encouragement and support, and thank you so much.
But, I'm just going to put it out there, right? Loud and proud, right? So I'm going to need your support on this. I am single.
All right, some funny moments at the Golden Globe Awards. Tina Fey and Amy Poehler, two comedians, hosted this shindig. Why we look at this is because this can give you some clue as to maybe some of the movies you missed that you might want to catch on Redbox. Or maybe you rent it, maybe you're a Netflix person and you catch it that way. I have a feeling that a lot of people that listen to America Tonight are so swamped with other things, they might like movies like me because it's good junk candy. In other words, we're some of the movies that I see are thought-provoking, but it's the escape. It's the whole escape thing for all the other things of the when you're on the soapbox or on the soapbox. I think every once in a while you got to escape to appreciate what you have here in the United States, the fact that we do have some good cinema, and you should enjoy it. You should enjoy your life, not completely live in the bunker and only think about the doom and gloom, although we must be vigilant, right, to protect those freedoms so we can go and see movies that are good and movies that are lousy. So it was the 70th time that they've held this thing. And I'm going to just go down a few of them. Supporting actor for a movie, Christopher Waltz, Django Unchained. I haven't seen this movie. It's getting a lot of buzz. Supporting actress for a miniseries or movie was Maggie Smith, Downton Abbey. I watched that. It's a great series. from Masterpiece Theater. It's a BBC thing. Miniseries or movie, Game Change. I read the book, and this is all about politics. It was about the 2008 election. We had one of the authors of the book on, and the movie was, I thought the movie was pretty decent. Actress, miniseries, or movie, Julianne Moore, Game Change. She played Sarah Palin in it, so she wins an award for that. Actor for drama, Damian Lewis, Homeland, and series drama, Homeland wins, and Claire Danes also wins for Homeland. The series itself, I think, is tremendous. It goes into a lot of things and mirrors a lot of things in a way that we have talked about on America Tonight. You know, that whole thing about truth is better than fiction or vice versa. So, Matt, you watch Homeland, too. I think it's worth a rental. Don't you think Homeland is a good series?
Homeland is pretty amazing, and it's also extremely addicting, too. So as soon as you watch an episode, I think you would be hooked. It's just a very intriguing show. It's, you know, it's got all elements.
It's terrorism. It's got CIA, yeah, terrorism, the whole thing.
Action, drama,
yeah,
intrigue, conspiracy theory. It's kind of got everything.
Yeah, I like that. It does have a lot of conspiracy in it. It's interesting because Homeland, to me, is just a different kind of version, in a way, of Sleeper Cell. There's different elements to it, but there was a great series out, gosh, maybe 6-7 years ago, called Sleeper Cell. Look it up. It is really, really good, too. It's very well done. And that's actually more from their perspective of the whole terrorist thing, but then they end up, I don't want to tell you the whole story, but Sleeper Cell or Homeland, I would definitely recommend. The score, so the music, in other words, Life of Pi, some of you might have read that book or not. Original song, Skyfall, the music and the lyrics by Adele and Paul Epworth. I saw Skyfall. It was a James Bond flick. It was good. Her song, I thought, was great. Actor in a movie or miniseries. I didn't see this. It looks like it could be good. I like westerns. And plus, this is a famous story, Hatfields and the McCoys, but I haven't seen it. Kevin Costner, to talk about typecasting, I'm either a baseball player that's aging or I'm doing something kind of westerny. That seems to be his wheelhouse.
I did watch that, and it was pretty good.
Was it?
Yeah, it was on the History Channel, I think.
Oh, good. Well, History Channel's pumping out some good things. Hatfields and the McCoys. Okay. How about that? Costner doing one of those. Actress, musical, or comedy, Jen Lawrence. I mentioned her before. Silver Linings Playbook, which was great. To me, this was my movie of the year, besides maybe, because Zero Dark Thirty is really 2013, but that movie was terrific. I would watch it again. I thought it was that good. Supporting actor Ed Harris, Game Change. That's politics. All of you, or most of you that call America Tonight, have plenty of thoughts about what happened in 2008 and all the dirty pool and politics that went on, and that's what that book was about. Supporting actress Anne Hathaway for Les Mis. I'd be Les Miserable if I had to sit through it. I'm sorry, I know a lot of people love it. No, thank you. But I get that, you know, she's going to win for this, cutting off her hair, doing the whole thing. Screenplay, Quentin Tarantino, Django Unchained. I mentioned that there's a lot of buzz on this. And Tarantino is famous for being the video store guy who jumps into the movies and has a string of different hits like Kill Bill, Volumes 1, 2, 3. Starts off with Pulp Fiction. Remember that? He revitalized single-handedly John Travolta's career. Actor in a comedy, Don Cheadle, House of Lies. I've watched this. It's pretty entertaining. And I'm not surprised he won for that. I've mentioned, this animated film, if you have grandchildren, it's very well done, or kids, Brave. I think it's good. Actress, musical or comedy, Jodie Foster, you heard in the mix of people at the beginning. And Girls won, Lena Dunham won for Girls. Argo, another really good movie, true story. It's about the Iran hostage crisis. Ben Affleck gets it for director. And then the list goes on, and I might as well give you the rest of the list. Hugh Jackman, Les Miserables, or Les Mis. Picture, musical, or comedy, Les Mis. Actress in a drama, Jessica Chastain, Zero Dark Thirty, which was great. actor and a drama, Daniel Day-Lewis, for Lincoln. I have not seen Lincoln. People say that this is the best performance ever. You know, we have Stephen Shohat on every week for some to give us some levity or storytelling about what's going on the West Coast, and he talked about Lincoln and said it was hands down the best. Picture, drama, went to Argo, and then Jodie Foster, who you heard there, she said, I'm single. She won the Cecil B. DeMille Lifetime Achievement Award. So there you have it. Could predict what's going to happen in the Oscars. Matt, did you see Lincoln?
I did. I saw it a couple weeks ago.
And was it worth it? Was it great?
I think it was it's a good movie, but you have to go into it, I think, knowing a few things. And one is that the entire movie is basically a political behind-the-scenes kind of movie like that, where it's all about getting the 13th Amendment passed. So that's what it's about, and, you know, it's a slow movie, but it's really good.
All right, so slow movie. Well, see, there's a couple movies like that. So Les Mis, it's a musical, and you have to be willing to invest a ton of time in it.
The other thing, I was talking to my buddy about this, because we went and saw Zero Dark Thirty last week, and then we were talking about maybe seeing Django Unchained as well. Whatever happened to movies being an hour and a half to 2 hours? All these movies these days are about 3 hours long.
I know.
I do not. My ADD can't survive that. I can't.
Why do you think it is? Do you think it's because the world moves faster, so wouldn't you think they would tell the story in a better, more concise way? That's a great point. Is it because they're trying to get... Why? They're trying to get more time on the screen? It doesn't make sense. It's more expensive to print film.
I have no idea of the reasoning behind that. We might ask Mr. Shohat, but I have no idea.
That's a good question for Stephen Shohat this week. We'll ask him when we have him on, because it's a great observation. It's a long time to be at a movie. People are getting pelted in all directions. They don't have traditional jobs anymore, and that it's hard to invest that much time in a movie. Unless you're home, and then you're stopping it and watching it, stopping. And that's what would happen even at home. People wouldn't, I bet you, especially at home, people wouldn't watch all the way through without getting up a whole bunch of times. Might explain also, Matt might have tripped onto something, might explain a lot of times why people wait and don't actually go to the movies and see some of the films because of their length, and it's too long, so they'd rather just wait till it comes out on video, get it, and watch it at their leisure and stop it in between. Go to the mailbag next here on America Tonight.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ally C. Why Ally C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ally C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ally C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ally C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ally C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ally C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ally C. For more information and to order Ally C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ally C today.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay, and after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
As the economy continues to falter, one thing continues to grow. Crime. Burglaries, theft, and home invasions are the fastest growing professions. Confrontation is never the goal. Prevention by keeping them out is. MySafeDoor.com can help you take away their access by properly securing your doors and windows. Protect your family today. Visit MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com. Or call 888-960-2946. That's 888-960-2946.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
This is a good audience when it comes to some thought-provoking stuff and really, really taking the time sometimes and chewing on what we've talked about and sending out some terrific emails. So with that, can you guess where we're headed next? Mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
Thank you very much. Ooh, he's back again. We had like some 80s representative that was filling in the other night. It was crazy. We've had so many problems with our mailbag guy. I don't understand it. But anyway, he's back, so that's the good news there. Our resident attorney from Vermont, Dennis McMahon, really, I mean, I could read his stuff all day long. He sends funny things, thought-provoking things, silly things, you know, you name it. But here's one from Dennis where he says, we live in an age of crony capitalism and they want to change the monopoly pieces. The only deviation from a traditional monopoly was the British set I bought at the world's famous Henley's toy store in London. What gives? Should monopoly change the outdated pieces? I get it, Dennis. Very, very clever. That's prime Mr. McMahon. And a big, big shout to everyone at WVMT because they're really, really good people. And we've been on that station for, I think, ever since the beginning of America Tonight. It's because of this one from Jabba the Hutt. I like that. We haven't heard from Jabba in a while. Java says, Kate, I know this is kind of mind candy or eye candy, but I know you like cars. I've heard Bob Long on your show before, and I wondered if you had seen the new Corvette. It is really, really cool. If you haven't seen it, please Google it. It makes you want to get one, I'm telling you. It looks like a matchbox car that's not real. It doesn't look like a real car. And the Corvette suddenly is becoming much more popular, so maybe that's why they decided to do a new version. What do you think? It's funny that Jabba the Hutt brings that up because I was looking at that over the weekend, and it's the first time that they've done it in about almost a decade. And this car, remember, has this kind of a cycle of rebirths, maybe is the best way to put it. And we thought that the Corvette was dead. Every once in a while, I'll be somewhere and I'll see this cool old Corvette, and I'll think, oh, man, I want a Corvette. Wouldn't it be cool to have a Corvette? So the new one is really interesting looking. It does look like, he said, a matchbox. It does look like a matchbox car. And they say the Corvette, which is interesting because it has midlife crisis written all over it if this is true, they say men in their mid-50s are the buyers of the Corvettes. And, you know, Corvette is the whole two-seater thing. They say the hood slopes a little bit lower to kind of slice through the wind, and the vents and the scoops, if you know anything about a Corvette, has purposes this time, like cooling the brakes or even the transmission. You know, to me, is there anything better than looking at a 63 Corvette? Apparently the 63 Corvette had some of that, and, you know, had some of that, I'm going to call it Boeing, but had the vents and the scoops, and that made a difference. But it is a very neat car. I think people who can afford it, they may be getting them. I mean, they might be out there. I hear that the line is pretty long because there's all these Corvette clubs across the United States, and people are trying to wait it out. They were waiting out for the next car, and it has this incredible V8 engine, blah, 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 that's supposed to be something special. But what would the mileage be on this one? I'm digressing. We're going to have Bob Long on the show again and talk about this, because they're saying it's not, I don't think it's great for miles. Something like 16 in the city and 26 maybe on the highway. There's a good diversion. I say movies are a diversion. Probably cars are a diversion for some people. All right, let's move on to this next one. And this one from Digger, listening to us in Illinois. Hello, Ms. Delaney. I don't know if you've been paying attention. It certainly sounds like you have been doing that. But did you hear that the Fed killed off the idea of the $1 trillion platinum coin to try to get around, dance around the whole debt crisis thing? It was typical maneuvering as usual. That's all that was about. Did they really think they were going to fool the Republicans? I guess it was kind of funny to think that there might be an outside chance of a $1 trillion coin, but it just smelled like a ruse from the beginning. We all know it's the same old politics in Washington. We don't even have to ask anymore if it's a Republican or a Democrat. Does it really matter? You know, they did have that the idea of the $1 trillion platinum coin was floated. The Treasury Department, however, ruled it out over the weekend. They say they're not going to produce any kind of platinum coins. It's a way of generating $1 trillion in revenue and avoiding the whole debate over the U.S. debt ceiling. The idea of creating the platinum coins got a little bit of a buzz as a way of getting around the Democrats are saying this was a way to get away from the Republicans, who are threatening to say, forget it, we're going to reject an increase in the debt ceiling unless there's some deep spending cuts. So the Treasury Department and the Federal Reserve just decided it wasn't a viable thing to do. Remember, Congress refused in 2011 to raise the debt ceiling until the White House agreed to big spending cuts. And that brought us on the brink of a debt default. In other words, not paying the money we owe China. And it really ended up with it dealt us a weak recovery and a definite setback. With all the money guys we've had on the show, every single one of them will tell you that. How about, you know, here's what I would say. Why don't we get out our best shears and cut out some of this pork that we were supposed to be done with? When you look at any of the half of the bills that pass, I'm going to say half of them, more than half of them, that's what it's about. It's still filled with pork. This is what I thought we had done away with, but apparently we haven't done away with it. We haven't done away with it. All right, we move on to something else because I want to try to jam in at least another one or two. And this one is from Bill listening to us in Missouri. Bill says, "Hey, Kate, did you see the story about Chuck Hagel and Senator Corker saying that Hagel has a temper problem and that this is a big issue? Is he really going to fit into the Pentagon, or will his temper be a huge problem in the end?" I happen to catch one of the Sunday shows. That's where I primarily am getting my information. I'm wondering if you'd heard anything about this. Yeah, the Corker thing was on this week, and what he said there was a number of people who are saying that he wasn't so, you know, number of staffers are saying that he wasn't very good to deal with, that he was nasty. But Corker also, when he threw out that little bomb, said that he was willing to have an open mind and listen to what Hagel had to say on Israel, Iran, and, you know, supposedly he's pro-Iran and not so pro-Israel if you look at previous comments. So he's been tapped by Obama for defense, and he's probably going to be the guy who has the hardest time getting approved, but he probably gets approved. So now, in starting the confirmation process, it's interesting that the Tennessee senator says, can this guy with his temper, can he handle the Pentagon? I'm not so sure if he can. And Hagel is a guy, too, that is against war, except for as the only means left, the only means of, you know, this is it. This is all we can do. They're going to come out with some poison darts in the end, unless there's something we have completely no idea about. He absolutely will get he'll get approved. Probably everyone that's been nominated gets approved. I'd be surprised if somebody on the list, you know, getting roughed up is one thing, like Hagel getting roughed up versus not getting in at all. One last one. This from Jam On It. I love the nicknames. We had like three. I had to go to them. In the mailbag, we had like three interesting nicknames. So Jam On It says, "Did you watch Miss America over the weekend? I think you talked about the fact that you grew up not far from where they used to do those pageants. Miss New York wins this time around. Miss America just ain't what it used to be." Well, yeah, if you go back in the archives, now the way the contest is compared to what it was. But what's interesting is the woman who won gets a $50,000 college scholarship and a year as being Miss America, so she gets to travel around all over the place and play that role, and who knows what that leads to. But the scholarship is huge. 50 grand, wow. Stay with us. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
I have been asked to announce that federal judge Walter J. Skinner has confirmed that most gasoline vehicles will get 22% more miles per gallon with a low-cost automotive accessory called Platinum 22, which meets or exceeds its own fuel-saving claims. To learn if Platinum 22 will give you 22% more miles per gallon, you should call 1-800-LESS-GAS or 1-800-537-7427.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Driving kick, Holiday back pedals, makes the catch at the 12. This beat through the 15 to 20. Holiday steps out of attack. 35-40. Here we go. Midfield. Holiday down the east sideline. The 25 to 20. Holiday 15-10-5. Touchdown, Denver!
Second half kickoff in the air. Holiday, some 3 yards deep, decides to bring it out. The 5 to 10. Holiday makes the cut. 15-20. Holiday with the kicker to beat. Does so. Steps down on tackle. Here we go again. Midfield. Holiday, a foot race. You ain't going to catch him. 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown, Trendon Holiday. They snap it. Payton with a play fake. Throws a screen. Thomas has it inside the 10. Thomas is going to be headed to the end zone. And DT is in for a Denver touchdown.
Denver rushes three. Flacco steps up, throws deep, far sideline. Jacoby Jones, headed in at the 20. Ah! Jacoby Jones, touchdown! Ah! Ravens, no flags on the play, and the miracle is answered. Snap. Sam took for the hole. Kick on the way. Kick is long enough. It is good. Woo! And the Ravens are going to the AFC Championship game. Do you believe in miracles? Is what I say with 2 minutes to play. And the miracle has come to pass.
Here we go, Wilson out of the shotgun. Three wide receivers. Lynch in the backfield. Lynch is going to get it. He powers forward. He is in. Touchdown, Seahawks.
The ball came out. But I think he was already into the end zone, and the Seahawks recovered anyway.
Foster the hold, the kick. Away, and it is
good for Matt Bryant. With 8 seconds left, Matt Bryant has kicked a 49-yard field goal.
Why do we live this way, Wes?
Snap to break. Steps up, shoots it long and deep down the left side, and it is caught. Spectacular catch for a touchdown by Shane Vereen. Just beautiful. 33-yard touchdown pass. Tom Brady to Shane Vereen over the top of Barrett Rudd. Patriots are in the AFC Championship game next Sunday night here in Foxborough at Gillette Stadium. 6:30 kickoff. The Patriots win it by a score of 41 to 28.
Yeah, how about that? Patriots beating the Texans 41-28. You heard it there. And now Ravens up next. The Ravens, after toppling the Broncos in double overtime, Peyton Manning with the interception, 38-35, the final score there. And the other two games, pretty exciting stuff. Ryan's field goal, Falcons over Seattle. Surely seemed like Seattle was going to win that. 30-28, the final score. And how about the 49ers beating the pack? All the Cheesehead fans, maybe a little bit surprised, 45-31. So it's kind of a business as usual thing, which is why some people get disappointed with the Patriots, because we've already seen that soap opera play out, and who cares? Let's get somebody new in these divisional rounds as we go through. But it was just a terrific playoff weekend of football. And here in America Tonight, as you know, we do Nail the Score, and we will do Nail the Score for the AFC and the NFC championship game coming up this week, so you still have a chance to try to win bragging rights and some prizes from ATN. Remember, Dave in Vermont, out of the gate, he wins early going, and we had some people that came close, but nobody nailed the score. So the Texans go home after a good season. Seattle goes home after a disappointment because they had a good season, but they could have beaten Atlanta. It was so close. Green Bay fans are used to winning, and they have to be, as I said, cheeseheads are disappointed. And Denver, an interception by Peyton Manning. The fairy tale is over. And Tim Tebow's brother really smears it in the face of Denver fans. Because Tim Tebow, for all the people attacking him after getting dished from Denver, I say people, but the people in Denver, a lot of them were embracing Tebow. John Elway never was the guy that was going to be the quarterback for that franchise. He gets dished to New York, and you see what's happened as a result of it. Well, Denver went further. Tebow happened to be at the helm, so that's become kind of an interesting sidebar. And in the end, it's down to San Francisco and Atlanta. At Atlanta, they're going to go there, and Baltimore at New England. February 3rd, we're going to have a Super Bowl, folks. Kicks at 6:30 East Coast time. Who's going to be playing in the Super Bowl this time around? It'll be fun to do this Nail the Score, and then, of course, the final one on February 3rd. Matt, it was a great weekend of NFL football. I saw a headline when I was going through the different services, because I like to read what some of the writers have to say. And one of the things that caught my eye was best playoff weekend in the NFL ever. Do you think, I guess it was because of the drama. There was a lot of drama. The two games had it, and the other games in the beginning were pretty close. So into the halfway point, they were much more interesting.
Yeah, I definitely think this was a pretty good weekend of playoff football, and you didn't see, I think this is the first weekend I can remember in a long time where you had all four games that were either very good matchups, where you had, you know, the Texans and the Patriots, which going into the game, they were one of the top two regular season teams. Houston had a little slide at the end, but they were about to be the number one seed in the AFC. And then you had the Packers and the Niners, which was another good matchup going into it. So I think there was intrigue in those games early. Then later, you know, the games kind of got a little out of hand late. But all around, awesome games, and especially the two that we talked about earlier, the Ravens, Broncos, and the Seahawks and Falcons. And I'll throw it out there. I am pulling, like I did last year, once again for a Harbaugh Super Bowl. I think that would be awesome.
Baltimore and San Francisco, in other words. Yeah. So this could, and this, here they are with a chance. Who would imagine that? There's a chance that could happen.
Yeah, the only team that didn't get the invite to the party this year from last year was the Giants. The other three teams are all the same, but Giants missed the boat. You got the Falcons in there now. I think if the Seahawks would have won, that would have been another intriguing matchup, because then you would have had another Seattle San Francisco matchup for the third time this year, and they had good matchups the previous two games. But I think the Falcons and Niners will be another good game as well, and I'm very excited for next weekend.
Yeah, I am too. Harmony asks, are you going to a game live, Kate? Oh, I would love to go to one of those two games, really. Go to Atlanta or go to New England just because I want to see either one of their games. Although, after going to 10 Super Bowls covering games live, really, sit in front of your tube, Harmony, is the best place to be. Matt, you've been to games before, and it's exciting and thrilling when it's your team, but you don't get to see all the replays. And if you're really a rabid fan, you have a radio in your ear, and you're listening to the radio guys do the game. So there's something about you kind of miss what's happening because you don't have all the replays and all that stuff, even though they play on the big screen at your fingertips. So I think it makes a difference.
Yeah, I like watching games on TV. I do love the tailgating and all that. And there are times I have buddies who have season tickets. So there's a group of us that will go down sometimes before Viking games, and we'll tailgate with them, and then we'll go somewhere else and watch the game. But I do take a road trip, an NFL road trip, every once in a while, every couple of years. I went to a game in Arizona a few years ago.
Remember
and that's fun. And I think going to an away stadium can be fun if you go to the game. But I think for the most part, I prefer watching it on TV, just for what you said. You get the replays, you get to see all the action, and you don't have to deal with those pesky bathroom lines.
You don't. There's things that you don't deal with, or that you don't have to deal with, versus if you get to watch it at home. And the only other place I would say, if you were going to go somewhere and you weren't going to be at the game because you have like some sensational seats or something and it's just your team and it's incredible, if you don't have that set up, the only other thing I would say is if you were in Vegas, if you go to Las Vegas, the Super Bowl in Vegas is pretty awesome. And maybe it's because they recreate the excitement and it's people, the gambling thing, the crazy things you can bet on, and it's not that you're going to gamble necessarily. It's just that makes the books exciting when you go, and I've done it before because I used to live in Vegas, and it is pretty exciting. If you're not going to be at the game with good seats, that's probably the second best. By the way, nobody nailed the score. I said New England would win it 28-21. I picked San Francisco, another close game, 24-21. I was wrong on mine. Matt picked both of those teams too, same thing. He said, San Francisco would win it 27-17 and New England 38-27. None of you nailed the score either. Nobody even came close. Perhaps the closest was Terry in Missouri, who said 35-24 New England, but still, I mean, look at what the score was, 41-28. Better luck next time. It's going to be a whole lot of fun. Wednesday into Thursday. Don't miss it, third hour.
You can't break Tom Brady's arm.
Oh, yes, I can. No more Super Bowls for that pretty boy.
We can buy GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.